I know that often with more natural health remedies, there aren't always the scientific studies to back them up. Exactly. There have been a few studies about essential oils and health issues, like headaches, stress, and sleep. Unfortunately, there haven't been enough studies for any definitive answers. Sean talks about natural health remedies. A remedy is a cure or a medicine for something. So, he says, I know that oftentimes with these more natural health medicines, there aren't always the scientific studies that one would want to see. He uses the terms back something up to back them up, which means to give help or support as needed. So here he says that there aren't always the scientific studies needed to make people believe that the oils are as good as they are claimed to be. So here the back them up means information to prove a point. Maddie goes on to say, well, exactly, there isn't a lot of this information. There have been a few studies, she says, about the oils and health issues, like headaches, stress, and sleep. In her next sentence, she uses the word definitive, which means a set conclusion that can't be challenged. So basically, it's just the way things are, and that's how it's going to be. So she says, unfortunately, there haven't been enough studies for any real answers.
虽然他就表示说呢 I know that often with more natural health remediesThere aren't always the scientific studies to back them up. 就说呢，我知道往往就是较自然的健康疗法，并不是总是有科学研究的支持。这边有一个 remedy 是一个名词，就是有疗法或者是治疗的意思。那另外一个 back something up 在这边就是有支持或者是佐证的意思。那 Maddie 呢他又接着说呢 exactly 没有错 There have been a few studies about essential oils and the health issues like headaches, stress, and sleep 就是说呢一直以来是有一些就是关于精油和健康问题像是头痛啊压力和睡眠的研究那他又接着说呢 Unfortunately, there haven't been enough studies for any definitive answers 就是说呢但是可惜的是呢还没有足够的研究来成为就是那个决定性的答案那这边有一个形容词叫做 definitive 就是有决定性的或者是最终的意思就是它不会被就是再去挑战被挑战的意思